What's up, fam? Lovely to see you today. Today, we're going to be talking about downsizing. And yes, we have talked about downsizing on the podcast before, but not from the perspective of the younger generations. Children and grandchildren are going to have their own set of physical and emotional challenges throughout the process of downsizing. And today's episode is intended to equip them with the skills and the process necessary to navigate all of that with grace and patience and understanding. It often can be easier to do when you have a third party, the impartial professional organizer. So whether you're coming to this episode today as an organizer or as somebody who is facing this situation right now, you're going to find invaluable tips from my guest today. She is a downsizing expert from Down Under in Sydney, Australia, and this is what she does all day long. She's got some great tips to share with us on how to navigate downsizing with less tears and lots of success. So I encourage you to stick around and let's get into it. What's up, and welcome back to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. As always, I'm going to encourage you to take out your device and tap the subscribe button to become an official member of the Speaker Fam. If you're an Apple Podcast user, you can leave the podcast a rave 5-star review. That would be an absolute honor. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can tap the thumbs up and the little notification bell so that you're notified whenever I post new content every single week. I also encourage you to hop on the express train to join my free Facebook group. That group is growing like crazy right now, and it's so fun to see all of the new members in there. We're getting a ton of engagement with lots of great advice and stories and resources and all the things. It's a really, really great resource. So I encourage you to click the link down in the description to join that group as soon as possible. And you know me, I'm your go-to gal for all things pro organizing business. So I encourage you to perk up your ears for just the next 90 seconds for our latest special offers. You have the opportunity to schedule an affordable consultation with me to get all of your questions answered for real. Nothing is off the table. And I would be honored to strategize with you and provide you with tons of resources during our call. I am serious about my mission to help you successfully start your own business and help you overcome any fear or doubt you have in your ability to make home organizing your new career. It was the best thing I ever did, and I would love to help you do it too. My schedule fills up quickly, so be sure to click the link in the description or the pinned comment to book your call before all of my slots are full for the month. And if you're ready to get paying clients in the door faster, you're gonna need a streamlined process to onboard your prospects. And I have taken all the guesswork out of doing that. What to ask potential clients during consultations, what to put in your agreements, getting customer reviews, and more with my signature Pro Organizer Forms Pack. These are 9 done-for-you forms that are customizable in a free Canva account, and I'll even show you how to set up that account if you've never used Canva before. These forms will save you days, possibly weeks worth of work researching and drafting critical documents to run your business professionally, and they're specifically designed for our industry. All of my YouTube and podcast fam get an exclusive discount, YT Pro 8, and that will get you $8 off at checkout. Lastly, if you are totally intimidated by using social media for your business, I have a great class that you can watch on your own time called the I Speak Organized Social Media Method. It includes 5 20 to 30 minute lessons that will help you come up with endless post ideas for the most popular platforms, including easy reels and TikTok video ideas, how to boost your following and engagement with people who actually like and share your content, how to post consistently without spending hours on social every day with my signature content planner that you'll receive for free at the end of class, and a breakdown of all my favorite tools and software. I've made it super accessible and affordable for you. And of course, you get a bonus discount for being part of my Speaker Fam, ISO Social 5 at checkout. Okay, Speaker Fam, welcome to this episode. And I want you guys to join me in welcoming our wonderful guest. This is Jane, all the way from Sydney, Australia. She's coming to us from Zing Home Organizing And she and I are going to have a little conversation about downsizing, specifically about how we can get our families involved in that process, what some of the hurdles that you may encounter that come up with that, and how we're going to fix it and make it a very harmonious, positive experience. Jane, welcome.
Thank you so much, Melanie.
It's wonderful to have you on today. I'm super excited to dive into this topic. So I always ask every guest just a little bit about their background. So we all want to know what your business is like, how you came into home organizing, and maybe just give us a little bit of a rundown of what that looks like in Australia. A lot of my subscribers and viewers are American, so it's nice to kind of have an understanding of what the differences might be.
Sure. So, our guru, Peter Walsh, of the organizing, most organizers know of him. He comes from my hometown in Australia. So, a lot of wonderful things happening with Australians and organizing. Please excuse the accent. I hopefully will be able to communicate properly. We do say things differently down under, but that's okay.
Love it.
So I'm currently in Sydney. I started my business pretty much 3 years ago, just as we were kind of working out how to do COVID, horrible times. Mm. And there's such a good industry in Sydney and all of Australia. The organisers in Australia are pretty busy, and we love helping people downsize, move, just organise, make things work better. We have a wonderful support system called the NDIS for disability. We work a lot in the disability sector to help people, because often when you have a disability, it is very difficult to organize your house. And that's wonderful. But I've been helping lots of seniors or move, and it's a really tricky process to do it right. You don't want to add to any more stress than you already is with moving house. So it's something I'm pretty passionate about.
That's wonderful. That's a great introduction. And we are going to talk primarily about downsizing. A lot of organizers help with move management, but it is a whole other ballgame when we're working with the seniors in particular. Especially, I imagine you're dealing with homes that they've lived in for decades and decades that you're having to condense and bring some of those belongings to their new space. You're having to figure out what to do with a lot of the stuff. Maybe it all doesn't fit. Maybe they don't want it. Maybe their kids don't want it. And so I'm assuming there are a lot of challenges and a lot of stress, a lot of big emotions, basically, that come up through this process. So I want you to help us learn how to untangle that and help our clients out the best we possibly can. So what do you feel is the most important part of the process that's going to bring your client success when you're talking about a big life transition like downsizing?
It's quite tricky to manage both the person who's moving and the family, because sometimes it's been forced upon the older person. They don't really want to, but it's something that has to happen. And there's sort of a difference in what people want. I really feel it's so important to be respectful of the older person and listen to them and really try and make it easy on them. And it's a completely different way of speaking to an older person to the family members, and a different track. Mm-hmm. And they can be at loggerheads, and it's really good to have that impartial person in the middle who can run interference and just keep everything moving in the right direction rather than things stalling or disrupted. It's so important to explain to the older person that you can't keep it all. And most of the time you are going from a larger place to smaller, and there's this disconnect that there's this idea that you can fit everything in, and it really is impossible to fit it into a smaller space effectively.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And it's sad, and there's a lot of regrets and a lot of overwhelm. I think that's another thing that's really hard. You have to have someone who can just take a bit of the emotional heat out of it to help move things along and keep things going.
Yeah, absolutely. I imagine that overall it can be a pretty stressful process for everybody involved for different reasons. So one of the things that you had mentioned when we set up this podcast episode way back when is kind of thinking
this about- This is what we're good at, setting things up.
Setting things up for the future, right? Exactly. Yes, for in the future. And you had mentioned, I thought was very interesting, how to help the children, specifically help their parents downsize without tears. So we've talked about downsizing on the podcast before, but I was interested in this point of view because it really talks about the perspective of the child and the rest of the family and how, and how we can support them through this process. So let's kind of talk about that because we know that it is difficult for the seniors. And like you mentioned, they don't always have control over this situation. They're being thrust into this and it can very easily devolve into chaos. And so it's up to everybody else to try and help support them, especially if they don't have a Jane or they bring a Jane on. So what, in your experience, what do you notice is the most challenging for the family members during the process?
I think as a family member, you want to do things quickly and you don't care about some of the stuff that the senior does. But I think you always need to be very mindful is that the senior probably wants to tell you all the stories and tell you why that thing is important. And in my experience, sometimes when it's recorded some way, a photo or just that person can say, this vase is important to me because this happened. This is why I have it. This is what the way I received it. And to really acknowledge and, have that homage to that thing and get that so that it shouldn't be just put in the trash. But there's a reason why it's important to me. It might look like trash, it might look of no value, but it's really important. So the family members can really assist with that, with listening and taking some of the stuff, not all of it, just cherry pick some of the beautiful stuff. And most seniors have lovely, lovely stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't all be kept. And the senior mustn't put that guilt onto the next generation and say, I want you must never let this out of you. You must value this and you must keep it. And the next generation don't want the crockery, mm-hmm. don't want the whole 18-piece dinner set. So there needs to be this communication to say, yes, Grandma, it's wonderful, I love it. I'll keep a bit, but the rest should probably go, and not into trash, donation. There's so many places you can pass things on to, and it'll be valued by another person. Just not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad that we try and keep it all. We're holding all this enormous amount of stuff, and it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting for the senior to dust everything or to keep it nice or to stop it becoming broken. And to be able to let it go somewhere else takes that huge weight out of their lives, which is a great thing, but they need to realize it is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Right. And that is that's the key and that's the challenge. And if we, as the participants, especially the family, have that understanding going into it, it can make the process of letting go a positive, beautiful, freeing situation. But it's hard to get to that point until you've actually experienced it. So there's a lot of support and encouragement to help them get through that first initial purge, because it can feel very violating at first if we take it too fast, too much, too soon. And I agree, being on the younger side, I'm a millennial. And so I deal with that in my own life, and I deal with that with tons of my clients, and I have to take a step back and remind myself that part of the process is sitting and listening to the stories. You're not going to worry. We always want to be like moving and getting things done for our clients, but part of getting it done is being respectful of the time that it takes to
like mentally process the items. And so sometimes our job is literally to just sit there and listen, right?
Absolutely. And it's such a joy to be able to do that for someone. And I think there are seniors who don't get listened to.
Mm.
And it can be a very lovely thing to listen. And I also like to try a lot of humor if the person's okay with it. And a lot of people want that lightness and that ability to make it fun when appropriate. And it can just take a lot of the heat out of it. And, you know, a joke with someone, as long as it settles well, is great. I think it's because you know, we do take things very seriously. And I, you know, we've all seen those reality shows where the two sides of the family are at each other's throats, and we just don't want that.
Right.
It is very emotional. There's no question, moving, and it's exhausting, overwhelming, and there's so much regret and sadness sometimes of could've, should've things. So an impartial person can be in there and run a bit of interference, I think, and it's so important.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what that interference maybe looks like, because there's going to be different emotions that surface between the client and their child, or the client and their other younger family members that they're dealing with, grandchildren, whoever it happens to be. So in your experience, what are you seeing, and how are you kind of helping facilitate as that impartial third party?
Well, I think it's so important to make things fair. And sometimes the whole moving the senior is put on one person. They do the most of the time-consuming work or the hard physical work. Mm. And it's so important that if you're not physically able to be there as a family member to help, that you support in other ways. And there's so much angst when you think, well, I did all the work and I spent weeks of my precious time doing this, and my brother or my sister or just didn't get involved, and then was angry because the thing that they wanted to keep, the thing that they thought was the most valuable, they didn't get it, or it got thrown out, or it, you know, something happened to it. And we can help that communication between family members a bit, because we're not really invested. It's very motivating, I think, for people when you're paying a professional to do a service. And we are experts at doing this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can be that person who can say, well, this is the correct procedure to do. This is the framework we should be doing it by. Mm-hmm. And then so the brother in the other side of the country has confidence as well that things are being done in the way that everyone's kind of happy with. So yeah, this is the beauty of having someone, and also paying a professional makes it motivating, you know, like you speed things along. It doesn't get left parked to one side, and time and storage is money, really. Oh. People pay so much money for storage,
right?
And it's dead money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think bringing to light the relationship strain that can occur between siblings, cousins, or whatever, even like parents and grandchildren and stuff, can be something to figure out how to help facilitate as well. So are you just encouraging your clients' children or grandchildren to have those conversations? Are you coaching them through like what to say?
Yes. Because often we've never dealt with this before. We've only got one set of parents, and so it is important to, I share a lot of my experience with people, and I think I tell stories. I mean, storytelling is a wonderful way of communicating. And when you've got experience in this, you can say, well, this worked really well for this family. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to be that point of communication if you can, so that things get sorted out before they blow up into some big Jerry Springer drama.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Right.
You don't want that. So, and it has. It is. I mean, like there's a saying, you know, where there's a will, there's a relative. You don't want it. You don't want them. And families can be just torn apart. So to have someone who's providing a framework that we, this is what happens now. This is, and there's lots of ways to nip the drama in the bud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned, I'm just trying to pick your brain for just quick hacks and things that people.
We love this.
Yes. And it's so fun. So you mentioned humor as a good aspect, as a good tension diffuser, as well as storytelling. Is there anything else that we may not have thought of, something unique, any sort of way of helping people let go, a place that you like to take things, or another method of just diffusing the situation that you use when you're working with your clients?
There are a few techniques with distributing things to the next generation. And there needs to be an agreement between the interested parties. But having some system where it's you go around in a circle to pick things that grandma's happy to let go of, that you all get a turn in sequence at some random or some predetermined sequence, that you can pick something that you really want. And we all hopefully want things, different things within a range of grandma's stuff. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's got to be that grandma's happy with that as well. But, you know, some random number generator, it's recorded somewhere where you can all feel that you've had a reasonably fair pick, mm-hmm. your pick of what you want. That's what I would totally recommend, because you don't want favorites to get more bites of the cherry, all those sort of things. I think that's really important. That goes for every family, you know, to the richest, to the, you know, the poorest family. Mm-hmm. Peter Walsh tells a very good story about what all he wanted from his mother. He has, I think, 8 siblings.
Oh, wow.
And all he wanted really from his mother's house was the pie dish, this battered old pie dish that his mum used to make his favourite dessert in. He didn't want anything particularly valuable. He just wanted that dish, mm-hmm. and that was important to him. So, and also restrict what, I mean, you can't take it all. And just because you think it's very valuable doesn't mean it will retain its value, or you can fit it into your own house. So it's a bit of a two-way street, because I think sometimes the senior wants you to take stuff mm-hmm. that you don't want.
Right.
And you need to be, you know, quite good with your boundaries. There's boundaries both ways. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be, you know, manipulating your senior into giving you something that they're not ready to give. It's got to be very respectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And it does make sense. And it's interesting to think about setting boundaries on both sides. And I think that we get caught up in our own perspective of setting boundaries. And I know myself, from the organizing perspective, I'm always trying to help my clients setting boundaries with their relationship to their things, to help them let it go. And sometimes that also means that I need to respect their boundary and their timeline of not being ready for certain things to leave their space. It may take a little while longer. And I imagine things that younger family members find to be more valuable, or something they can sell, jewelry, or, you know, whatever it is. I remember when my grandmother passed away years ago, my uncle was just all up in arms about some rings or something that we were given. In fact, this was my grandmother's ring that I now wear as my wedding ring. Yeah, so it's like a really, really special thing. But it was, I remember it being kind of a contentious thing with that whole process. So it would have been nice, perhaps, to have an impartial third party to set things up in a nice, neat circle and kind of go through and process things in a way that feels maybe just a little bit more comfy for everybody.
So people remember things. It's terrible. You don't want to be in this, you know, I never will speak to Uncle Frank ever again because of he did me wrong.
Right.
And we have a lot of technology now. You know, we have Zoom calls. We have all the things where we can go around a house and go, hey, you know, grandma's got this, this, and this. A Zoom call where you talk about things openly and you get ahead of it. So it's not this enormous rush if grandma or granddad has to go into the next level of care, huge rush. And that does happen. People fall and it's speedy. And then we have to empty the unit. We have to empty this. We have to, and it's wonderful to have it done in a process, in a speed that mm-hmm. everyone's comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just possible. There's a lovely American organizer, Matt Paxton, who I listen to a lot. And he's got lots of good ideas about that it really should happen. This talking about your stuff should happen, early, mm-hmm. earlier. And it doesn't mean you have to take it, but it means that, I've actually got my grandmother's engagement ring too. And it's beautiful. Really special. And, that's something that it can be arranged earlier. My mother-in-law, she lives in another part of Australia, mm-hmm. and she says, yes, this is going to this grandchild, and I've already earmarked this is going here. And it's all really happening. That's what she wants, and she's really communicated that very well. And that means, we will abide by that. It's no problem.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I had a guest on the podcast back earlier in the beginning of the year who specializes, she's an organizer up in Canada, but she specializes in legacy planning, which is essentially what you're talking about.
Yes.
And it is, and we talked a lot about end of life planning. So, yes. Because as you mentioned, once something happens, it does tend to move very quickly. And I read a statistic the other day that said the number one cause of death and injury of somebody over 61 is falling. So,
very random. Really, yes. Could happen at any time.
At any
it's
time.
Really, really, it's a terrible statistic after a fall.
Right.
So you need to be really mindful that it can change in a heartbeat. That person's ability to live independently.
Right, right. All the more reason why legacy planning and having these conversations that while they may seem innocuous or very emotional and tough at the time, yes. super important, yes. super important.
Oh, I think we need to talk more about legacy planning. It's a great word. It's not a scary thing. It's not, doesn't mention the death word.
Right.
And it's great. It's a really good way to talk about it because we don't want to go against our loved ones' wishes. But if they don't tell us, it's really hard to know what we should do. And then it can descend into chaos.
Right. And we don't want that. Yeah.
No. Right. No one wants that. No. Well, you hope no one wants chaos and drama. I suppose there are people who do like it. But, we don't. As organizers, we don't want drama. We want things to flow. We really do.
That's right. That's why I love organizers. They're just such a wonderful, just bunch of people. I have never met an organizer that I don't like. No. Like, I really can't think of one that I don't like. But anybody I've had on the podcast, everybody's phenomenal. You guys are great.
There's a reason. There's a reason we're in this industry. But yes. I think we also need to understand there are people who thrive on chaos and drama, and we need to be able to manage that a bit so that they can't destroy the whole process and make everyone upset.
Right.
So, but yes, we're lovely people.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely lovely. Yes. It's good that you brought that up too, just to kind of find the balance there. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap up the last couple of questions, I want to wind in your beautiful phrase that you wrote to me. How do we help people downsize? How do we help daughters help their parents downsize without tears? What's like the just number one way to do that?
A lot of listening and keep it slow and reassuring at the pace that the slowest person can cope with. Mm-hmm. And lots of listening, listen to the stories and communicate between different people involved. And, but have also, try and do that legacy planning. I think that's a wonderful phrase to do that before things hit the wall. That would be my things. And, you know, be that rock as an impartial person involved in the process, be a rock that people can rely on and who's not going to get upset and make it worse. And that's why it's good value to have someone like us involved in the process, because we're impartial, we're experienced, and we'll unknot any big dramas as much as we can.
Right, right. And in addition to just to wrap that final thought up, in addition to us as organizers being impartial third parties, I know there's going to be people watching and listening this episode that are going to really resonate with this conversation. They may already be tasked with a downsizing project that they aren't familiar with working with those types of clients. So yes. Last couple, any little nuggets of wisdom, piece of advice that you would give to those organizers to help them be successful with these projects?
I think also the physical constraints with measuring, being really accurate with your measurements, really being reassuring the fact that you can't take it all. Mm-hmm. You can't physically fit a whole 3-bedroom house into a unit. It won't make you happy. It won't make your life better. That stuff is a burden. Stuff can be a huge burden, and you're better off without it. Especially, I think, people who've got a lot of stuff for entertaining. Mm. That, you know, are you going to be entertaining when you're in a retirement complex, or is that going to be the next generation's job? You know, do you need a huge dinner set, lots of glasses, lots of flatware, all the things? You know, make decisions, be very intentional about what you will need. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of joy in living with less stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And being able to help your clients see the light there and bring them along on these mindset shifts is so important. So I'm glad to have you to provide a little bit more support for us. So other than that, we just want to know how we can connect with you. There's probably going to be some people on your side of the pond that are going to want to maybe get in touch with you, learn some more, connect with you in Sydney. So how do we find you? What's your website, social media, all that jazz, all that good stuff?
So my business name is Zing Home Organizing. So like the last bit of organizing, it's Zing. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and I've got my website, and the website is just my name, the business name. That's basically how you'll find me. I like to post. I like to do humorous reels. Reels is the thing at the moment. And, you know, real life stuff. I put the real life into reels. Lots of fun. And then you just click through. So there's not another Zing Home Organizing in the world at this stage. So you should be able to find me with that. And I work in Sydney, Australia. I do virtual consults. If you want to contact me, really happy to have a talk.
Wonderful. I will make sure that all of that information, and I'm really curious to see your funny reels, because I'm also a fan of kind of ridiculous video reels. So if you and I connect on Instagram, I think we'll have a lot to laugh at each other in a good way. All that's down below. Jane, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you so much for organizing, Melanie. It's absolutely been a pleasure. And, you know, enjoy and lovely to connect.
Okay, fam, that's going to wrap it up. As always, it has been such an honor to have you here. I'm so grateful for you. And I'm so grateful to have wonderful guests like Jane on the Speak Organized podcast. I think that her information today was invaluable. I came away with tons of things in the downsizing process that I had never considered before that I think will be really helpful for anybody, whether you're an organizer or you're facing that challenging situation yourself. Jane will be inside the Facebook group if you want to tag her and unpack some of the things that she talked about. It's really fun for us to connect on the back end. I love my Facebook group for that reason. It's a great way to kind of stay in touch with all of the things that we have to navigate as business owners and people going through our organizing journeys. And I would love to see you in there. Don't forget to check out all the resources down below. You'll find my calendar availability. I would love to sit on Zoom and chat with you. That's also one of my favorite things, is to meet and strategize with you to help you with your business journey. All of my other resources are down there as well, and you'll be able to connect directly with Jane and some of the resources that she cited in the podcast today. Beyond that, I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.